Blog Talk Radio.
Inner sight, mad or glad, Monday, welcome around the world. And I got to tell you something, I'm mad right off the top here. You know,
yeah.
That the stimulus funding has obviously been delayed for many, many millions of people. And I spoke with Congressman Garvarino's office today.
It sucks.
And we are trying to, we're working together to see if anything needs to be done about it. So I heard on the news tonight some of the funding is supposed to go in to the banks by Wednesday.
Oh, that's not
so
bad.
So we got to see what happens Wednesday. So we got to see what happens with that. And the congressman has promised me that, you know, if nothing is done, we're going to take it further.
Oh, good.
So I got to thank them.
Capital D.
You know, will you shut that off, please?
Oh, it's annoying. Our, what it call, show. For some reason, it didn't come out right. So I just
adjusted. But not when we're on the air like that.
I was trying to make it lower in the meantime. But
make it lower.
I did.
The mad that I have is, why didn't the banks front us the money? You know, they know
exactly.
It's a law. They know they're going to get their money. You know? Why is this putting their money in the account? You see,
that's
true. Just another thing where the government should have told them to do that, by the way. Another thing where the government doesn't think about the disabled community. I mean, there it is again. You know,
it's
most
like
disabled
visible,
people.
Frank.
What?
It's like we're invisible. Seriously.
Oh, it's worse than that.
It is, but
if we were invisible,
saying,
it would be easier to fight back.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, there it is again, and it's just a big reason why we can't get anything done. You know, because we're not thought of in that light, and most disabled people have little, if any, money around this time of the month. They're on that, what they call a fixed income. I hate that word. I don't like that word, fixed income. You see, that implies that you can't do anything with it, and it shouldn't be that way.
Well, that's an accounting terminology.
In this country, everybody's supposed to be allowed to make as much money as they can.
Right.
But a disabled person goes that route, and right away they take away your disability money. They're not taking away your disability. They're taking away your disability money.
Yeah, big difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So in speaking with Congressman's office today, I'm going to be arranging a meeting here in the district, and the idea of that meeting will be to try to get the congressman to introduce legislation that would help to make us equal.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I don't want to spell it out yet because, you know, I want to meet with him and then
see what he could do.
And not have it public until we meet.
But
that's the idea of the meeting, you know, and it doesn't, and the behind the idea of the meeting is how to offset some of the cost of that. So it's not just another group of people going and asking for more money.
That's true.
That doesn't work.
That's not the answer.
It's not the answer.
Yeah. Right.
Because then next year, you got to have more money.
Again.
And the year after that, more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the answer.
No.
So we're not going to be bothering the government in that way. We have different ideas. Hopefully they'll pick up on them. Inner Sight, Matt, a glad Monday. And if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. And we remember those youngsters who have passed away. Corey, Avante, little Tommy,
yeah.
Ollie, and all those who are still with us. Watch out for the children. Protect them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right, around the world, the program goes, and right here in the local Long Island, Islip, New York, Kennedy Realty.
Right.
My buddy Anthony Kennedy. And if you need to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information, call Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it right here on the Inner Sight program. He'll appreciate that. All right. Some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, and TuraLawCenter.com, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, a few of the friends who have helped us in the past, so we don't forget our
Back
friends.
Back on. Yeah.
Civil rights lawyer, we got one if you need one. James Bahamonde, 516-783-9662. So give him a call. And let's see. Oh, Able News. How about the Able? Let's do the Able News.
Yep. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section, to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and get your free subscription there. And back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petitions, the two important ones, the nursing home and the service dog schools. And we'll be addressing the idea that we have with the for the nursing homes for with Congressman Guarino.
Oh, yeah. Guess what,
so,
Frank?
See what happens.
The radio show's over 105,000, and it's 200, I think. 105, 200 something.
Yeah, well, yeah, people like what we say. That's what it is. I wish all those people would send us $5.
That'd be awesome.
And we could help, start helping.
Yeah, everybody.
Put some of these things into practice.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
That's what we really need. The only thing Inner Sight doesn't have is the funding to go forward. We have some very good ideas. You know,
We've done stuff that don't, you know, we've done stuff without funding, and everybody just looks
at
how
but
to
we could
do
a much better job if we had funding.
Sure, we can, but you know, we'll find a way.
The agencies that have all that money do very little in comparison to what we do.
They pale, yes. Yeah. They pale in comparison. Mm-hmm.
We've been hailed by Senator Boyle. He likes our ideas.
Yeah.
You know? He's the senior senator here in New York
amazed.
State.
He's amazed that we get so much done with practically no funding.
Yeah,
like,
well, we need to change that. We need to get the funding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we
I
can
agree with that.
Put these things into practice a lot
better.
Oh, yeah.
We'd do much better. with the funding, we'd help a lot of
people.
Right,
in a sight.
That's the most important thing, I think.
And the Big East, the Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, Tom Driven, New Jersey, Adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. If you have any trouble feeding your Akita, give Gary a call.
Yeah.
631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. Gary with the dog food, cat food, and when he can do it, the medical. So that's 631-484-3085 on the dog and cat food. All right, mad or glad around the world, and I got to tell you something. I'm not happy with Mr. Biden and Mr. Cuomo being in the same league. Now, everybody's been telling Cuomo to resign, including Inner Sight. President of the United States, to my knowledge, unless I missed it, hasn't said one word about him resigning.
He did say this. One second.
Put yourself on mute.
Yeah, I was going.
Yeah, not one word from the president that I know of. You know, and we all know that they're buddy buddy, and
they are.
I said months ago, if you get Biden, you're getting Cuomo.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's the thing that bothers me. Now, Biden hasn't said or done a thing about the nursing home situation. I've never heard him address that at all. So there you go. You know?
He did say this. This is the only thing that he did say. He said, we have to wait for the investigation to go through, and then we'll continue and make a united mention about it, or something like that. I couldn't understand what he was saying too much, because it was sort of like to appease the press and the people. That's what it felt like. Is that what he was saying?
Well, yeah, he's going to wait. He's going to wait till the investigation goes through on the on the women. But what about all the people
in the nursing
that
home?
The governor didn't help in the nursing home?
He's not doing anything about that.
Why isn't he doing something about that?
Nobody cares.
That's the thing that bothers me the most.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I mean, who knows what the story is with these females, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, but you know what? But you know what bothers me? What bothers me was all these, you know, people, and nobody's coming forth about the nursing home and say, hey, yo, my family member died in a nursing home, and now really going after them and suing him alone? I would do that.
Yeah, because the sexual stuff overshadows the disabled.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. We get pushed to the rear.
Not the rear, to
all
the side, any which direction. Keep going out of my way. They could kill us off legally by just shooting us. They would, I think. That's how I feel. I'm sorry. Yeah, I feel
Mr. Biden should do something about the fact that all these people were left in the nursing homes, and thousands of them are still in there.
Yeah.
You know? And supposedly this virus is hanging in and coming back in different varieties, they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So they're still going to continue to leave people in the nursing homes? You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's still the same old damn problem.
I know.
And they haven't addressed it.
That's right. My mother passed because of it. And it's my heart is
and thousands
of
others,
hurting
too.
Yeah. I mean, my mom essentially You could have said that COVID killed her. You know why? Because the isolation that she experienced, and I couldn't even say hello to her all the time on the phone. I had a cell phone sitting right next to her. All the woman had to do is open the phone when it rang every time she had the medicine and then hand it to her. But she didn't.
Well, did they test her for the COVID?
How many times?
Huh?
I won't doubt they tested her before. I don't think they tested her that time when she went to the hospital. I don't think so.
Well, then how do you know she didn't have it?
She probably did. I don't know. But I was fully dressed on both the
And
both
it complicated
cases.
Things. You don't know
Maybe.
That for sure.
I know she might have had it in the beginning of the year because she was really sick the beginning of the year, and she came out of that. But this time around, there was no coming out of this one.
People are neglected in these places.
Oh, yes, they are.
Severely neglected, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the politicians still haven't addressed that.
That's right.
That's a mad. That's a double mad. That's a triple mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that's what I'm disappointed in with President Biden. Yeah. Sure, we got to wait till the investigation. What about the people who need help now?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he say, you know, we're going to help these people now, pending the investigation? We're not saying that Governor Cuomo is guilty,
right. But
we're saying that he should have done a better job. There's a big difference, guilty and a better job, see?
That's right.
And we're going to help these people now that should have been helped. But he's not doing it.
No.
He's not doing a damn thing.
No, he's just sitting in the what do you call, government office and being, you know, a non-active governor. That's what he's doing.
I mean Biden.
Us. Oh, okay, I'm talking about...
Biden hasn't done a damn thing to help the people in the nursing home.
No.
And I suspect
I
he hasn't done a damn
governor.
Thing because he's friends with Cuomo. He doesn't want to offend him. Who the hell cares about that? People
no,
need
yeah.
help.
Yeah.
That's what that's all about.
Yeah. Well, he has said, I think, on the news, from what I understand, he has said that he made a mistake. That's the only thing he said. But I
well,
don't think
that's
said
nice of him
more.
To say that, but what is he doing to correct
help.
That?
Exactly.
You know. Let's see what we'll find out hopefully in the next couple of weeks or month or so what the Republican congressman in this district
does?
Will do if anything about it, because I'm going to present it to him.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get this thing. We got to get a handle on this nursing home business.
Of course.
Who's that talking in the back? I hear people talking in the background. What is that?
That's my mother-in-law.
Tell her, shut up. We're on the air.
Okay, I will.
Don't people know we're on the
myself.
Air?
Yes, you should by now. Hold on. Chris, can you tell your mom? Hold on.
No, you got... Oh. You got to mute yourself when you do stuff like that. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. And whatever you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about it right here on Inner Sight. And, you know, they're talking about now how it started out with 21 states that the virus starting out with 21 states that the virus is picking up. And now they're saying it's half the states that come down with... you know, different types of this virus, so they say. You know, well, it shows you that what good is a vaccine? Okay? because they didn't take the time to develop it right. And we're going to do a show on this on Wednesday, so I don't want to talk too much about it. But on Wednesday's program is what the doctors should have done.
Yeah.
It's on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. All right. Any phone calls out there?
Yeah, there is. Maureen's waiting.
Who
is that? Have a listener. Hold on.
All right, we have Maureen.
Let me have Maureen, yeah.
All right, let's take a call from Maureen from Queens.
Yep.
Inner Sight Live.
All right, here comes Maureen. Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How you
doing?
Hey.
How
you doing?
So, if I could leave this country tonight, I would be out so fast, because this country does not think of Americans first. President Trump, it was America, you know, first. This clown, for lack of a better word, he just thinks of America last. And we know he's probably not the one running the country anyway. It's others, because I don't think he's capable of running the country. But the thing is, it's going up probably because we're letting in thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people
immigrants
who haven't been tested. If they have been tested, some of them get in anyway, whether they're positive or not.
Mm-hmm.
Are they getting the vaccine? No. $86 million has been put into putting these people up in hotels. Nobody does a gosh darn thing for the people in nursing homes. Now, my mom, I think she's getting a little down in the dumps, too, because it's gone on too long. Too long.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they find a way to – it's spreading because they're letting these people in. Duh.
Right.
Don't they see this? Can't they – are they that stupid that they really can't see that? Are they that evil? And forget the sex thing. The first thing that has to be investigated, and by now it should have been, are the nursing home issues. People die. Sex is one thing. If it's bad, it's bad, and he has to be investigated for that too. But the fact that people, thousands of people die, has to be first and foremost.
Right.
Well,
Maureen,
excuse me. You know what's the real mad about that? Inner Sight is trying to do something about it. We have the petition. Now we're going to be meeting with the congressman. You know, we have the show. We're on the verge of a story in Newsday. You know, where the hell are the other agencies? They're not doing a damn thing about this.
Exactly.
And they have the money.
You know.
Now, I'm dealing with another agency right now. You know what one it is.
Yeah, I know.
It's no different than the others. She's supposedly there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I called last week. I forget what day it was. I left messages. Oh, yes, I left it, whatever. Nobody in this country works 5 days a week, and if they do, they have to leave early to go pick up their kids or blah, 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 blah. My mom, excuse me, I know this is ancient history, but when she worked 5 days a week.
Yeah.
She got there even before 9 and left at 5. They actually asked her when she went to work, was she planning on having any more children? Because I guess they figured she'd be taking time. You can't do that nowadays. That would be, you know. Now, I don't mean to sound like a bigot because I'm not, but something has to be done that too much money, too much time, is spent on illegal. I use the term the illegal ones to come in, be automatically handed $1,100, given hotel rooms because, as the clown says, families have to be together. That includes my mom and me. We're family too, just like your poor mom and you, Suzanne. We're family.
Yeah.
They have destroyed families because people are getting more depressed, more down in the dumps. I mean, my poor mom today really sounded very down, but I suppose she had that crap shoved up her nose today to see if she has the virus, the air purifier machine that probably was annoying because, of course, the other one had to have it. So my poor mom got stuck with the air purifier. That probably was annoying to her. That I could hear it on the phone, so imagine being in the room with her. Now, I can't see my mom. I haven't seen my mom since mid-October for little visits, 4 in October, 5 in August, and as of March 10th last year, I had to leave my mother. Now, when are we going to get to visit? 4 people in her nursing home have it, I was told. They have to set aside some place that people that are negative can visit with their negative loved one. The one who would be exposed to it if I were to go there tomorrow would be me.
That's right.
Possibly from the 4 that have it there. But I really don't care because I think some of this is BS anyway. But why can't they do that?
Well,
and then
you
hear certain things, it's going down. Oh, it's going up. Oh, it's the yellow zone has been canceled. Oh, the testing has been canceled. I don't even know what to believe anymore.
I don't care anymore what they think, truthfully, nor what the governor thinks, nor any of them.
No,
but what happened
any of
with
them.
My mom, okay, what they did when my mom came back, which I thought was insightful, is she was in her own private room, okay, for two reasons, okay? One, she was dying. Next, they quarantined her because they did not know when she came back from the hospital if she had it. So they left her in quarantine, so that's why I had a suit up. But I recorded my own video in the suit and everything that I was on saying, why couldn't I be dressed like this and visit my mom the whole time, but I have to visit her when she's dying? That
yeah,
don't
exactly.
make sense
exactly.
to me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't I visit her all dressed up like this? I look like I'm going to, as an alien, up to, you know, the space with all this stuff on me, but yet I can't visit my mom, but now she's dying, I'm visiting her?
I know. It's just so totally disgusting. I don't know what to do anymore. I really don't. They have to treat Americans like humans. That's what, how can you say, we have to get rid of this virus. We have to take the vaccine. You have to wear 4 masks for the next 4,000 years. How can they justify this?
4 masks?
This
what are you going to wear? One on each arm, one on your face,
one on your
and
button,
one where the sun doesn't shine. Who knows?
That's right.
Well, you know, some of them should wear 2 masks because they're so two-faced. Some of the politicians should wear 2 masks. Most of them, because they're all two-faced. You know, I mean,
you know, it's funny.
Enough is enough. They have to. How can you justify this and say, oh, we have to stop this. You can't be with your loved ones. You can't have a Thanksgiving dinner, or you can't have a Christmas get-together, or you can't have this, you can't have that. Oh,
but they do it.
Whoever you are, come right in.
Yeah,
here's your check, $1,100.
Yeah,
they're probably getting a stimulus, too. I wouldn't be surprised. Come right in. Even if you have the virus, just come right in. We'll put you up in a nice hotel, and then you can go onward and screw everybody else in the country.
That's right.
I think I've said it in a nutshell.
But that's the truth.
I mean, what
that
has happened to this country?
I know.
How can you take people and not let them see their loved ones? I think it was the Center for Medicare and Medicaid even said last week it has to end because people are getting more depressed and lonely and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom, I hope she doesn't. I keep telling her, I know she knows it wouldn't be so. But after a while, you kind of have to say, gee, you know, I hope I ever see her again, you know?
Yeah, I know, huh?
I mean, it's got to stop. This nonsense. I don't even know what this, you know, this whole thing. Oh, now de Blasio's, you know, he wants it to plateau because the other guy upstate is opening a lot of stuff because he wants to get on everybody's good gray side. So now the other one in the city, the one who's thinking of running for governor, he couldn't even run for, what was his chances of president? And he's run this city into the ground. And then we got that other butte who wants to run for president, Meghan Markle. Hello. I mean, you know, try something lower maybe. No, we go right to the top. She wants to run for president. And she told on Oprah Winfrey, that other gem, that that she tried to commit suicide. So this is a good person to run for president, because under stress you'll just kill yourself.
Wait a minute, who committed suicide?
No, nobody did. You know the princess with Prince Harry, the one who got married a couple years ago, the one who's half black and everything?
Yeah.
She wants to run for president of the country.
Oh, geez.
But she told Oprah Winfrey, I didn't watch her, but I've heard, that she tried to commit suicide because of all the stress and all the nonsense that goes on. So she'd be a good one for president, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
If a major crisis goes on,
she might fit in very well, because we have a president now who's mentally disturbed.
Well, that's true. He couldn't even walk up a flight of stairs on the plane.
Oh, God.
And by the way, there's no shame in being disabled, Mr. Biden. Why don't you use it to help us?
He should help. You know? I mean, the disabled are totally, totally, totally not thought of in this country. Totally not thought of.
Oh, yeah.
And you see, that's why, because at one time, the president and the vice president never traveled together. But you see how she's with him now, because, well, she's probably the real president anyway. But see, he's incompetent of, you know. I mean, I don't, you know, people that have whatever, and that's a horrible thing, but don't be president then, you know what I mean? You know?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't make decisions.
If anything happens to him, boom, she steps right in, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, that's why they put him up, because they know he doesn't have much time to go, you know what I mean? And why isn't he saying anything about the nursing homes? Why isn't he saying anything about the sex thing?
He doesn't want to offend the governor.
Today about Cuomo at all.
Yeah, that's
what I'm sorry, Suzanne?
He doesn't want to offend the governor, Frank said.
You know, it's just a Frenchman. I mean, you know, they have to, I don't know. It's just gotten to the point that it's too crazy, it's too ridiculous, and it's just got to, I can't take it anymore. I have to see my mom at some point in time.
You will.
I mean, I can't go visit her. This is what the crazy part is.
At least you guys are getting a chance to talk to each other on the phone. She knows what to do, which is good. You know what, my mom didn't know what to do, and that was the heartbreaking thing.
Right. Yeah. That was heartbreaking. I know. I can't even imagine what you went through.
Maureen.
Yes, Frank.
Why don't you just go there, wear your mask, you know?
Yeah.
Offer to wear a protective gear.
Yeah.
You know, and tell them I want to see my mother.
That's all.
Yeah.
I demand.
Yeah.
To
somebody
see my
told
mother,
me
I'll
they'll kick you out probably, but I mean something has to be done.
Right.
I can't go see her. I have never tested positive.
I mean, what are they
going
to do to a blind
negative
woman? The cops are going to arrest you.
I have been negative.
That would be all over the news, man.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. I have been negative the whole time this garbage has been going on. I have been negative. But she has been in a room since January, this is only a little past mid-March, with two people in her very room who have had the virus.
I know.
But I can't go see her.
It's just terrible, honestly.
4 o'clock today,
I
called the president or whatever he is. Yeah. I called the three-ring circus in Washington, known as the White House, at 4 o'clock. And I got told by a recording, it's temporarily closed. Call back tomorrow.
Why is
You can't even leave a message. I'm sorry.
Oh, great. Why was it temporarily closed?
Call back tomorrow. Because they don't want people calling, that's why. I got told by the operator the same thing was on Cuomo's message.
Oh, well,
I tried to Blasio.
He's not answering.
I'm sorry?
That's because he's not answering any phone calls.
Of course.
Then
nobody's answering them. They don't want to hear what people are saying. I tried de Blasio's office, but I have never seen de Blasio's name spelled, so I couldn't tell her. And, of course, he doesn't use his father's real name. He uses de Blasio, his mother's. So they just put me through to the 311, which I really didn't want. So I hung up there. Tomorrow I'm going to call Curtis Sliwa, and I'm going to call the congresswoman from Staten Island, where we used to live. She's the borough president, but now she's in Congress. I'm going to call her too. I called this other city councilman today, and I gave his secretary a piece of my mind. She agreed with everything I said.
Well, that's
because
good.
His mother's been in a nursing home, Dry Harbor. And she actually got the virus.
Oh,
so, and they refused to give her the shot at first. So anyway.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah, I got through to her, and she was agreeing. So, but I didn't realize he was a Democrat. I forgot he was. But,
that's okay.
But you know, it's. I'm sorry, Suzanne.
That's okay. You're entitled to your own opinion and your own party you want to select.
Right.
You know?
So, and I tried to get the other one, Councilman Ulrich, who's Republican, but he's retiring, so his line was just busy. I don't know if he's gone already. So, today's my date event. Not that I hope it, you know, but, I mean, it has to stop. How can you let people in and give money to these people that don't contribute? They're just handed
stuff. Remember what I told you? I told you go to Mexico. You know, bring all
and
your
back
passport
in.
And then come back in. I told you exactly what to do.
I know, exactly.
Right. All right, in sight.
Hey, Pop.
We're going to move on.
Right.
Maureen.
He didn't like that. Frank didn't like that. But I'd say go for it.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I mean, I should try to get in because I want to see my mom for Mother's Day and her birthday. We've already missed it last year. I can't afford to miss it this year.
You should go.
So
there,
I may go and say, I'll wear the PPEs. Just let
me
in.
I'll wear the PPEs. Let me in. This is my mom. It's affecting her. Here's what you've got to say, most importantly. This, you know, is affecting the both of us, and it's affecting her well-being. I need to have a comfort care visit or something like that. I don't know the exact words, but that's I need that comfort care visit because she's not doing that well, you know, when it comes to emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
She needs, you know, her daughter, something like to that
effect. Of course,
That's the only way. And I said that on that stupid video that I made. I was freaking crying right next to my mom's bed. I said, do I have to wait for my mom to be dying for me to get this stupid comfort care visit?
It's disgraceful.
You know?
It's criminal.
It is
criminal. It truly is criminal. If I were a politician, I would be investigating all this. I would be closing the nursing homes. I'd have everything investigating for criminality because this has gone on too long, and it is a criminal act, I feel. You know? To keep people separated like this for over a year? Criminal. Criminal. And then I can't go who's negative, but she's in a room with positive people? No, that's criminal to me.
It is.
All right. Inner sight.
All right, guys.
Don't forget, we're on.
Take care.
We're on television.
All right. Take care.
Hold it. Hey.
Sorry.
Give me my show back, man. Inner sight. We're on television Thursday, 7:30, Altice, Long Island, and Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. This is Mad or Glad Monday you're listening to. And, you know, I think that my solution would be all people who want to visit their loved ones in a nursing home should get together and all go the same day and call the news media, you know, and just go in there, put your mask on, offer to put on a protective gear, whatever.
Yeah.
And say, I'm here to visit my loved one. My loved one is suffering without me.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, that's what you should do.
It's called a comfort care visit. It's like a, usually they'll demise if you, the basic, this is what the premise is, they'll demise if you're not there. And it's true. Everything about it
is
true.
Yeah, you're damn right it's true.
You know, and you've
got to.
So
that's what people should do. You
got
to get together, try to get together with other people.
Right.
And do it.
You
know, set a day.
Yeah.
You know, and just go. And put it in the call Michelle, call, you know, we know a few people.
Yeah.
And I would, if people do that and they want InterSight to help, I'll talk to a friend of ours who's writing a news release for us and see if he'll write one for that. And he probably will.
Yeah.
So that's my offer from InterSight. It's a hell of a lot more than the other agencies are offering. What are they offering?
Right.
How are they
nothing.
Offering to get people together?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So there you have it. You know, get some more. The hardest part is probably finding more relatives who want to do it.
Yeah, that is the hard part, Frank.
You know, but there's got to be a way to do that. InterSight, 213-816-1650, Mad or Glad Monday. You want to call in, and you know what's going on now? I got to tell you something, what's going on. This whole state of New York, and I suspect it's happening in other states where the governor had similar behavior to that of Governor Cuomo. People are becoming very indifferent. They're not doing anything. They're afraid to do things, you know, because they're copying and they're picking up what the governor did. That's what's going on. They're stuck now with this governor who doesn't care about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people are becoming afraid to do things who are in government.
Yeah.
That's what I think that's something that's going on right now underneath it all.
Yeah.
You know, that people are complacent. They're really indifferent. And it's even worse when it's aimed at people who are disabled, because they're naturally that way with us anyway, most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it's worse
because
of what Cuomo did.
Yeah.
Is that how you're supposed to treat disabled people? Oh, that's the way to do it, huh?
Yeah.
You see, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And where the hell are the agencies that got these people or signed them up for these programs? How come they haven't done anything about all this? How can you just stand by when you have an agency and let this happen?
I'd like to know that. Really?
You know?
They
just stand by and do absolutely nothing. And they know what the governor's done.
Right. They don't want to lose
their
money,
right? What is an investigation going to do? How is that going to help the disabled?
Nothing.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Nothing.
Is there a court investigation or a court suit saying that if Cuomo is found guilty, that he has to pay for every person that he left in a nursing home to die? There's nothing like that.
I wish there was.
There's nothing like that.
I know.
I tried to get a lawyer to do that. They didn't even call me back.
Oh, my God.
So it's up to the people, man, you know, and that stuff that people are afraid of losing their job, that's becoming a bunch of bull now.
It is.
So you get a better job.
That's it.
You know?
People are also afraid of being blacklisted, but you know what? Freak the blacklisted thing. They really can't
damn
do that
right.
to you.
You get a better job.
That's right. You
join
do something
in the
different
site.
Even.
Help us raise the damn money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because this business where you just stand by and let people die,
no,
I don't accept that at all. Hell
no,
I do not accept that. If you sign somebody up for a program, you stick by them at least.
Yeah.
They haven't stuck by these people that Cuomo left to die.
No.
They don't care about these people.
No, they don't.
Did you get one call about Rosie from the independent living?
Hell no. They don't even know
she's
alive.
They didn't call you.
Nope,
huh?
And you know what? She's on three programs. Three. I'm waiting for them to call. Believe me, I'm waiting for them to
call.
They
haven't called
you.
Haven't reached out to you to say we're so sorry or something, right?
They don't even know she's dead, probably. I mean, seriously.
Wow. That's horrible,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
How can you run a thing like that?
Yeah.
I mean, that you see, that's what these politicians have helped to shape people into.
Yeah.
You realize that?
I know that.
These stupid-ass programs.
I know.
That don't care about people.
Right.
That's a definite mad. You know,
oh, yeah.
That people allow this to happen. Well, inner sight is not.
No.
To hell we're not. I told Boyle, we put it to
yeah.
him. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to Congress
yeah.
with it.
Yes,
and
I'm
you know
happy
what?
That he is.
None of these politicians may do crap about this, but they're going to know. And then the
yes,
world is going to know. The world
yeah.
is going to know that they won't
yeah.
do anything about it.
I'm happy about that. Because the more
at least
keep
we
pushing,
can do that
maybe
much
one time
for the
somebody will say, hell, I'm fed up. Let's do something about it. And I want somebody to say that. You know?
Yeah,
that's
right.
the point I want somebody to be at.
Take the money away from these independent living centers, put it in inner sight, and we'll do something about with it. About
yeah.
it. There's the answer.
Yeah.
Do they want the answer? Hell no.
No, they don't, because they don't want to lose their funding.
They don't want the answer.
They don't want to lose their funding, period.
What the
yeah,
hell?
But you know
what? We don't need funding like that. Funding like
that's
that has
right.
made things worse.
Yes, it has.
You know?
Yeah.
Take all the damn money from the independent living centers in this country, donate it
yeah.
to InnerSight, and we'll
start
run
rocking.
The whole damn thing.
Things will start rocking and rolling, Frank. For sure. I could see
that's
that
that's what
happening.
They should do.
Yeah, they really should do
because
that.
These programs are no place, man.
No, they
where
haven't.
The hell are they?
They're back where they
most
started
people,
every single time.
Most people
you know?
Die. Before
yeah.
you get to them.
My grandmothers, both of them died in nursing. Oh, and my great-grandmother, I forgot to include her. She died in a nursing home. And
yeah.
my mom and my dad. And my aunt.
Freaking horrible.
My auntie. Yeah, that's how many people died in my family in a nursing home. Yep.
Yeah. And you're probably not the only one that has okay. lost multiple
so
family
many.
Members.
And I refuse. I'm going to say it. To everybody, so everybody hears me right here, right now. I am not going in a nursing home. And in fact, in case somebody doesn't know, I'm going to get something written on my body, like a tattoo saying I'm not going in a nursing home. Period. End of story. Because they'll know I had
yeah,
that
well,
written.
I don't blame you, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't want it. I don't want it. They'll know I had that written when my brain was with me. You know? Nobody would get something written like that unless they had their brain with them when they went because they had to pay the bill.
Anyway, it's
you
a modern-day Nazi concentration
yeah.
camp.
Yeah, it's a cross
it's
between
all
a
it
concentration
is. More and
camp
more.
And a jail. Yeah.
You realize that when you see what's happening here.
Oh, yeah.
That's really what
oh,
it is.
Scary.
You know?
Very scary, Frank.
All right, in a site, Matt
nobody
of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night,
yeah.
the show title, What the Doctors Should Have Done.
Yeah, right.
We'll give it to you Wednesday night and the idea of what should have been done in the beginning. All right,
yeah.
what Thursday's show is, I don't know, what what's Thursday's show? You remember? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think you... hold on, let me just get it from my
did we,
lovely
did we write it down,
down
or something?
Yes, we did. We did, we did. Hold on. Let me
all right. Inner sight.
Oh, how much minutes do we have? I'm like, am I beating the clock
what?
Here? How many minutes do we have?
Oh,
okay,
I don't
here
know.
We go. All right.
Inner sight.
Okay, Wednesday. You want Thursday or Wednesday? Frank, you want Thursday or Wednesday?
It's 849 New York.
Okay.
Inner Sight Live.
You didn't give me a Thursday, did you?
Yeah, I thought we had a show, but I can't.
No, we didn't. No.
Remember
I only
what
have
was.
What the doctor should have done, and that's Wednesday.
Well, that's Wednesday.
Yeah, and then I don't have anything for Thursday right. yet.
All right, so title to be announced. Friday is the Frolics.
Yeah.
Here on Inner Sight. So join us Friday. You know, we'll
people
have a bunch of fun
our,
over here.
Last Thursday show, should Governor Cuomo resign? They liked our
what?
Show. They liked our show, the two shows, Friday Night Follies and Thursday night's show, Should the Governor Resign? They liked both of them.
Oh, yeah.
We got a nice increase.
Sure.
Thank you, thank
well,
you.
Well, maybe
people.
Friday night we'll roast the governor. I don't know.
That'd be funny, actually. Sorry,
see
Governor.
What happens.
You should have called us when we asked you to call, right at the beginning of the season. We asked.
Yeah, we gave him a nice chance to.
We gave him a long chance.
Get together with us and
yeah.
help people. You know.
Well, he was
and,
asking for people to call and to give him advice on how to deal with the city. I put in so many requests to him to call us because we had a lot of ideas. He never did. Never, ever, ever did. And
deal
that,
with the city.
Yeah, he wanted like people who were businesses or organizations. So I put it in.
Yeah, well, the city. We're talking about the damn nursing homes.
Yeah, he would pay if he
that's
knew
a whole different thing.
That we would be able to help. So I said, yes, you need help with people who have disabilities and also these people who are in the nursing homes. We have a great idea. And he never called us back. Never.
No, because he lied about that.
Yeah, no.
Supposedly.
He wrote this.
Okay,
he said this on the channel.
Second
people
guess
are saying,
the justice.
People are
system,
saying that we should, what do you call what take people out of the nursing homes. He said that one time only. And we're trying to decide if they're more, if they're safer in a home or if they're safer in the facility.
Sense.
Do you know I was screaming bloody murder at the TV that day? I was. What do you mean? You're saying that they're safer in the nursing home. What do you mean? I was really losing it. Because, you know.
Why? Well, he's listening to people who probably told him that.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
People who probably own the damn places.
Probably, yeah.
What do you expect?
Yeah. They're afraid to lose their money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the guy who said years ago when we did the thing with when England wouldn't
yeah.
let a blind person in with their dog, and we went to the British consulate with
yeah.
Dr. Broderick, who is British, by the way, and...
Mm-hmm.
And the stupid idiot said, oh, we'll take your dog and give you another one.
I remember what he said.
Stupid as saying that someone's safer in a nursing home. How
yeah.
can you be safer in a nursing home?
Yeah.
With strangers that you don't even know and people coming in and out and, you know, mentally disabled people coming in your room and all that.
Yeah, it's true.
You're not safer there. You're safer in your
yeah.
own home with somebody you trust, somebody you know.
That's right.
Somebody who's going to watch out for you and give a damn about you.
Right. I have the Open Doors program, right? That's the only one that they put her on right away, right? And it's still sitting here, the number of the woman.
Open Doors.
I want her to call me. Yeah, I want her to call me. I'm waiting to see what she has to say. For real.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell her, you know what you tell her? Give me the money you were going to spend on my mother for Inner Sight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not for you, for Inner Sight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want you to donate that money.
Yeah.
That you
I
were
going
to spend on my mother in honor of
yeah.
my mom
right.
to Inner Sight. That's what you should say
That's
to the
right.
bitch.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
see how far you get.
I probably get nowhere.
No,
we
can't do
point.
That. Why not?
That's right.
You believe you. I would say to her, why not? You believe in the governor of New York State?
Yeah, right.
Why can't you do it?
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
Governor's in enough trouble. He's not going to bother you.
No, he ain't. That's kind
That's
of funny.
That's what you should say to her.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry, I will.
Donate the money that you were going to use to help my, I think it comes to, what, 12, 15 grand or something?
That's not bad. Hey, I really could help my mom that way.
Well, we'd put it in a site.
Yeah.
You know, we'd pay for the funeral, and we'd put the rest in a site.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
What do
you
think
Thank
I
you.
Would do?
I know
that's
you
what,
do.
That's what I would do.
Thank you. I appreciate
Damn
that.
Right.
Yeah.
How much was the funeral?
It wasn't that much, but the rate that things are going, he said they're very expensive. A
couple of thousand dollars?
Yeah.
So tell them.
Like it is $7,000 just for the stuff. And he was like, I was giving you almost, wholesale. I'm like, really, that's wholesale? He said, yeah.
Well, some of it was paid for by the insurance, or was it?
Yes, some of it was, yeah. And some of it
well,
was paid
did you,
for
How
by
much did you put out?
My
how
cousin.
Much did you have to put out?
I'm putting out $2,000, and I'm putting out. Right. Then a couple of my family members had to put out. I don't think I have to pay them back. I don't think so.
All right. So we would at least, if not more, put up the $2,000.
Yeah.
If
that'd be great.
If that Open Doors donated the money to InnerSight. Don't tell them you want it for yourself.
Oh no.
You want it for inner sight, and if they ask
yeah,
why,
I mean,
hit them with Volunteer Plus.
Yeah, we want to start that
That's
out.
How you got to talk to these people.
No, yeah, I know. We have to start that out anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realize that.
I guarantee you they won't give you a damn dollar.
Oh, no, they won't. They won't give me a penny. Your mother's dead or passed away. You know, we can't give you any of that money now. That's what they'll say. You know that.
Yeah,
seriously speaking.
They kept the money,
yeah.
didn't they?
Yeah.
Where's the money that was supposed to help Rosie? Who gets that money? That's my next
that
question.
That money is not given to you. It goes back to the system, per se.
Oh, the state. So the state gets the money.
Yeah.
The state doesn't deserve that money. My mother died.
No, it doesn't. That's right.
Inner Sight deserves it. And then you hit them with the petition.
Yeah.
Nursing homes kill people, miss. Go look it up.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Yeah, right.
And I'll give you an example. All of my relatives that we couldn't take care of because of one way
like
or
they're
going to
give a damn.
Have passed on.
I guarantee you they probably wouldn't even offer to raise money for you to pay the $2,000.
No, they won't. You know.
But yet, they make money on the death of a person, don't they?
Yes, they do. Oh, my
they
God.
They get their money no matter
bad.
What, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Horrible.
That is horrible.
Horrible-ass system. I don't
yes,
like
it. Yes,
it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night, open mic. Inner Sight around the world. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 phone number. InnerSight at pmpmail.com. You want to email. No attachments. Want to thank all our listeners. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and
you're welcome.
Maureen, if you're listening, I wasn't yelling at you. I was yelling at the situation. All right. You know, we're totally 1,000% behind you, and you know, I think you ought to get together with some others and go and crash in there and demand to see your mom, and we'll send a news release out.
Yeah.
What else can we? How can we offer? What else can we offer to help? What else are we gonna do?
That's it. We don't have any other way.
This is ridiculous. The governor doesn't care.
He doesn't. Yep. Use it against
I would
him.
Use it. I use it on the subway.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
People donate money to InnerSight. Shabana World, Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.